Alright. Who's gonna bring us in?
I'm back. Joel Santana shit.
Let me not do that. I'll get canceled.
I'm him.
What'd you just do?
I was trying to speak sign language, but I fucked it up bad. Like, how do you say... I said fuck you, first of all. Like,
no, first of all,
I was aggressive.
What is this one? This is like... Fuck motherfucker.
I know this is hoe.
Oh, God.
This is ball headed hoe.
How do you know that?
Trust me. I know how to say I wish a nigga would, but I don't
want to. That's fire. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sign language is fun. Like, once you really, like, get it down and learn certain... It's weird. Just like English. When you learn the bad words, it makes the whole language fun after that. Like, what else can I say?
See, and then, like, kids that do speak sign language, like, just to, like, play with them, I would, like, throw out bad words. Like, not on purpose, but, like, just to, like... You know, because when you're a little kid, like, you say, like, a cuss word around... Like, when your parents are not around you, but, like, you can say it around you.
Can we not? Can we not say, like, little kids saying cuss words lately?
Has Parker been cussing people out?
No, it's a it's a new age of kids. Trust me, even my kid.
It's different.
It's unavoidable,
bro. Like, and like, so look, my client's grandma will look at me sometimes when I tell her about the day I had with Parker, and she's like, "Man, like, whoop him." I'm like, first of all, I'm not gonna whoop his ass. Like, I'll get his hand sometimes. Like, if he's I'll get his hand. But besides that, I'm like, I'm not just gonna whoop him just to scare him. Like, I don't operate like that.
No.
And, but at the same time, it's like, gets up at 6:50 in the morning, first thing I hear, "What's up, shit?"
What? You can't be mad at that. As long as they can use it in a good, if they know how to use
my son, like, "What up, shit?" Shit.
My son knows how to use it, though. That's where I don't get upset. Like, if you know how to use the word, it's like, you know what? Like, consciously, you kind of know what you're saying. You know what you're doing. So
right.
Not mad, but like, I just teach him, don't say it. It's bad. But I'm glad you know how to use it. You know what I mean?
Or then he'll be like this. Fair. He'll be like, "I'm not going to, dummy ass." I'm like, dude, just go. Like, stop. Like, why are you being like this?
Shooting over there, two for two.
I was going to be like, "What the hell?" Or like, if something goes wrong, he'd be like, "Shit." Yeah, his fucking older brother was teaching him how to say this. He's been saying this lately. He'd be like, "Give me your money, I'm beat your ass." I'm like, No, we don't need this. Oh my God. Or like, I caught him the other day, like when his brothers did something he really didn't like, or like they were telling him, I heard him, "You a bitch." Where are you learning this?
So yeah.
Like, and again, it's like he knows when to use these words. I'm like, and I'd be downstairs laughing, but then I gotta go upstairs and be
up here. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, but in the back of my mind, I'm a little proud. Like, yeah, you know when to call somebody a bitch. Like,
yeah, man, these kids are different for sure. So I don't want to hear that bullshit. Like, oh no, different breed, different time. They're exposed to different things as opposed to what our parents were exposed to and stuff. But
and it's like, you know, back then, I feel like the older generations, like, the way they talked and maneuvered, like, they really didn't try to cuss. Like, it was usually, like, your foreign family that you're not around who just come with filters off and shit. Everybody has their filter off now.
Right.
And all your kid has to do is be around a couple unfiltered people for just an hour or so. They'll pick that stuff up and take it home, and then it's like you're trying to undo the damage, and it's hard to do.
Okay, so you guys are parents. Explain to me maybe the pros and cons of kids learning how to cuss at an early age. Like, you can use it, but like, when should they? Is there appropriate time? Of course, not in school.
I mean, just my whole thing is like, I don't even think you got to use it, but I prefer you rather say it at home than out in public. Because if you say it out in public, I feel like, you know, people you might get a look like, "Oh, why your kid cussing in public?" Like, shit, like, calm down. Fuck. Like, don't worry about it. If he did it, he did it. All I can do as a parent is be like, "God.
Sorry."
But yeah, all I could tell him is, don't, you know, this is not an appropriate time to say this. But at the same time, you have to realize as a parent, my kid's only 5 years old. He's still learning. He's still not all the way comfortable expressing his emotions and stuff like that. So he's like, I'm like, "Okay, bro, it's fine. Well, Just deal with it later. Like,
and my take on it is, I'm one of the respectable stern parents. It's like, I don't want you saying it at all. You have it in your arsenal now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know for a fact you know what it is. You know how to use it. I don't right you, yeah, but you don't have to use it, because I believe in speaking intelligently. You know what I mean? If you're joking around, palling around, you use it. Cool. That's what I'm going to say. If you're, you know, fucking around, use it. But for the most part, try to speak with intelligence first. If you're expressing yourself, that's okay too. But always try to keep that shit in-house. And maybe by the time you're a teenager, because let's be real, teenagers cuss. They cuss. By the time you're 15, 16, nobody really looks at you like, oh, you shouldn't be talking that way. Mm. We were all talking that way by the time we were 15, 16, let's be real. Oh, we didn't do it in front of parents.
Right.
But for the most part, like, I could bypass it. I wouldn't want you talking to your elders like that, though. Like, don't be saying, man, what the fuck? Blah, blah. No, fuck that. Like, they're older than you. Show respect. You know what I mean? You can talk to your friends that way. But if you get into a fight, I mean, a scuffle, again, right, choose your words wisely. Mm-hmm. It's all about picking and choosing your words. But so I prefer them not to use it.
So do you think it's like a...
Lower your mic real quick.
Lower?
Oh.
Gotcha.
There, so do you think it's like a level of like intelligence, as you were saying? Like, some kids' vocabulary are not as broad because they use more cuss words than maybe other words that are like adjectives to it. Like, instead of me saying, fuck, what's another adjective for getting that frustration out? Like, could you say...
No, I mean, kids are kids. Kids are going to say what they want to say in the moment. Like,
darn it.
It's not until they get really older to where it's like, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't say this word. Maybe I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Or say, I'm just overstimulated right now. Like, that's right, another word for fuck. Like, because that's what you are in that moment. When you're saying fuck, you are overstimulated. With okay. You know what I mean? Whatever energy is in front of you.
Or I need 5 minutes. Like,
yep.
I told Parker, just say, hey, look, if you need time, just go take 5 minutes upstairs. I don't care.
Or give me time to think.
Right.
There's other ways of expressing yourself.
Which is fine, too. So. Okay.
But welcome back to another episode of It's On Us Podcast.
What an intro.
Yeah, we got intro with parent talk. Oh, but right now we have Mr. John, Mr. Cliff, Mr. Blair.
You gonna skip me? Okay.
I just started from whatever.
You keep on me. I got you. Okay.
But welcome back, everybody. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. How's everybody's week been? Week this week. How's everybody's week? Yeah. Right, I don't, it's been great. You guys understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's been great, man. It's been great.
My weeks have
been. It was weird, bro.
It has been a weird week.
You know, we had the weekend, and we had 4th of July off. Of course, I did. Yeah. And then, like, that was, like, a weekend in itself.
Yeah, it kind
of
threw
Wednesday,
me off
and I'm like, what the fuck?
4th of July was on a Tuesday this year, so, like, it just feels weird that, like, because when it was actually the 4th of July, it didn't feel like the 4th of July.
No, it didn't.
And then to go back to work the next day was, like,
okay, that's a day off.
Most people do.
Just for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, any holiday should fall, like, on a Monday or a Friday, so you have, like, 3 days to kind of, like,
extend the weekend a little.
Mm-hmm.
Even a Thursday wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, to have off Friday too, that'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah, I feel like the spinny eye emoji. That's been my fucking weeks since I haven't seen you guys. Spinny eye emoji.
Spinny eye emoji.
But like I told you guys outside, my time is coming. July 21st.
July 21st.
Yep, and from there on, everything is up, up, up. So can't wait.
Okay, so today's episode, we're going to talk about hypotheticals. So Jacob, in his mind, had a couple hypotheticals, right? So
No, not my mind. It was just an idea, and we asked ChatGPT. No, we're not sponsored, but I like these topics that we're going to touch on.
All right, so let's read off one of those topics that...
So one of them was hypothetical world. What if there was no social media at all? And I think it's a funny hypothetical because at one time there was no such thing as social media.
About 25 years ago.
Well, when we say social media, we're saying access to the internet, just not access to none of the big social platforms like Twitter.
Right, Facebook, right.
Man, I'm not going to lie. I think the world could speed the fuck up by a lot because there's no more distractions. You're not going online venting your feelings. You're not looking at people. You're literally forced to go find information at that point. What else are you doing? Like, even if YouTube was still up, I know it's technically like a social media platform because you're talking to the masses, but if you could only strictly use that for, you know,
information
download, the world would speed up. Because at that, because for all the people who are influencers, entertainers, or again, get on there to talk to people, they would have to find something else to do to fill that void. Or they wouldn't get online at all. There'd be like really no online engagement.
Yeah, it would have to be like, it'd go back to, you know, phone calls or, you know, I think texting and calling would still be considered.
Yeah, yeah, just know, like, and go through the
roof. Yeah, texting, calling. They gotta, they'll implement the 9 p.m. Free after text. 9 again. Shit, we gotta cut that out.
Hey, like, look, all that data you're using right now, sending those text messages, is killing us right now.
After 9.
Yeah, I think, actually, I think group chats would be a way bigger thing. Like, if social media platform wouldn't exist, I think...
Your pinned messages chats would be, like, 9 deep of, like, a culmination of different people, and that would be your messenger, I guess, on your phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that would be fucking nuts. You wouldn't have people liking your stuff, no sharing. Like, you wouldn't know about different connections, people, like, that are actually related, whether it's, oh, we've been friends for this long, or, oh, we're cousins, actually, or shit like that. I'm like,
oh, people would use the thumbs up thing in a fucking text message. Oh, yeah. Often. Oh, I like that.
Hey, tap backs would be used at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah.
Because Apple gets all the credit.
Because texting was like the first social media platform. Right. But you could only do it with people you network with. So I think there'd be a way more networking.
Imagine that.
Yeah, like the importance of, like, you meet somebody like a one-on-one and it's like, yeah, let's exchange social media like tag. No, it's going to be like, let's exchange phone numbers. And like you said, I think a lot of people would be more focused and like driven to get things done. And use the internet for something else than sharing their pictures from Brazil.
It will kind of force you to get to know people before you get to even see people. Like, because social media is like, I want to know about you. I go on your page. Everything about you is right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the conversation doesn't have to be had. Like, what's your favorite color? Where are you from? Like, I already see it.
Mm-hmm. But that also, I think, is a kind of negative because you're also... This is what you see on their profile, but who's to say that person hasn't updated their profile and whatever, and you could think, have this perception of them, and they really act like this. Then off rip, you can actually be starting off that potential friendship or networking opportunity in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I mean, I just got a light bulb idea. I think with all intent and purposes, that's what social media platforms set out to be. Stay connected with your people, share ideas and information, and grow. But no offense, there's a lot of simple-minded people out there. That's me being nice. And when you have enough people like that who don't use that tool for that, and it's more of a, hey, look at me, what I'm doing, and you're bringing ideologies that battle others, that's where the distractions come in. Mm-hmm. And it goes from being connected and trying to help each other to who's got what, watching other people's highlights. And again, that's where all the distractions come in. We can't go forward because now it's a weird online popularity, again, who's doing what contest.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that is a good take, though, honestly, because it's like, we appreciate social media, but again, we grew up without it, mm-hmm. so we kind of see the imperfections of it.
Yeah, we can...
See, I think we grew up with it, honestly. I don't think we grew up without it, because social media really came around in 2002, and by that time we were 10. I mean... Who's to say at the age of 8 we would be looking for something like that, and in general when we actually started using the computers and shit like that?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we were like the guinea pigs almost.
Yeah,
like,
I would like say, yeah, fucking... I would say we would be more guinea pigs than growing up without it.
I agree. I think it's almost like technology, like, don't get me wrong, technology's been around, but I feel like technology boomed with us.
Yes.
And we grew up side by side. It's almost like a brother generation with us.
Yes. Yeah.
But like our children and stuff, they're submerged.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the older people are like outdated from it. It's like hard for them to adapt.
Yeah. We'll say, for example, like our parents in the 90s, they weren't like posting our pictures on social media. They didn't have that. So like now, but there's, you know, birth announcements and there's
everything,
class picture, all these things that people are sharing,
just like that.
of their children, even. So they couldn't be that we weren't utilizing it at 8 years old, but maybe our parents would have put us out there.
I see what you're saying. Yes, yeah. But that's crazy. Think about it. Like, 1995, who would have thought, like, if you would have approached somebody with this and be like, look, this is how this thing is going to work, and it's going to be used by millions and billions of people. People will look at you and say, shut the fuck up. Who? No.
Or they would call. Stop it. They would probably call the government on you.
Like, they would be like, hey, Bill, hey, that guy, Mark, yeah, he's fucking high right now. Right.
Like, I'm imagining myself in the 80s. That does sound like a farm, because back then, all they needed was exercise, good music, and cocaine. Everybody came together. Everybody, you know what came. I mean? You just needed those three elements, and it's like, nigga, we can social network. We got drugs. We just have a good time.
He's just grooving and...
What you talking about? Internet and sharing pictures and shit. He's like, I'm trying to show up and party. I'll show you my picture album.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's so nuts to think of. Like,
it is
fucking crazy.
And I would probably laugh at you. Like, that's some Back to the Future shit.
Yeah.
And now we're here. Started from the bottom.
All right. What's another one?
What's another one that popped up on the old?
Oh yeah. The other one I liked was, what would humans do to stay active or keep busy if every job was automated?
I think there would be a lot more.
And feel fulfillment too.
I think people will feel more fulfilled in their life, and they also would be more artists in the world.
I would say art. Yeah, art would probably be a...
More musicians, more artists, more people who have intention behind their living, because you're not so pressed to clock in on the... Go to a job and clock in and try to produce some type of happiness from the job.
Okay, so I think that there would be... more depression.
Huh? Well, yeah. Yeah. There would be a spike in depression.
Because of the fact of this. If every job is automated, then the people that find satisfaction or fulfillment in doing the average Joe jobs, what would they do? What if there are just people that don't want to be an artist, or that just are okay with working that 9 to 5? I will do this.
See, I feel like that's like people living on autopilot. Like, but without autopilot, just hear me out though. I'm saying, like, people who don't want to live on autopilot, now you're kind of forced to, like, what do you really love to do?
Oh, no, I get that part. I get the part that where,
I mean, if you love the 9 to 5, I mean, that's your love.
But yeah, but what time, would you do? Mm-hmm. But exactly. So if you love that 9 to 5 and you don't have that, but how would that person...
How would you replace it?
How would that person replace it? And that's the point that I try to get, like, yeah, that's fine. Like, you got a lot of things automated, and those people that have those side hustles or whatever can really pursue their dream. That's good for them. But what about the people that, hey, look, I'm cool with working my 9 to 5. I like my routine. I like my schedule. I like how my things flow.
You know what? Something would have to be formed for them to help people, because all you're really doing is like looking for a service to help others.
Right.
Because I know for a fact, in a world like that, I would become a philosopher and a psychologist. If you want to come and talk to me,
absolutely,
I got you. Yep. Okay. On top of that, I'm just gonna be on some Plato Socrates shit. I'm just watching and thinking all day, and then I'm gonna just be fucking with shit just to see how it worked. Because that's what them motherfuckers did. All they did was sit around and think.
That's all you have time to do. Sit around and think and come up with theories and ideologies and conspiracies.
Make sense, and you know, and they're watching, you know, animals and how they move and the psychology of them. And again, they're just watching crowds and watching the minds of people and just coming up with theories that make sense, and they can prove it over and over and over again by pointing out. That'd be
pretty much.
Because I ain't planning. I would love to plant crops and shit like that, don't get me wrong, but them motherfuckers gonna take time, so I'm thinking while they're growing. So, I agree with Ash, his first point, art.
Don't get
me wrong, AI would develop his own art, but then that would inspire human artists to come up with more art. So I think there would just be AI art and human art, and both would be just as enjoyable.
It could even be like art in the thought of like landscaping and like outdoor things would definitely be, I think, prevalent, because like now you have time to go do whatever.
Right.
I feel like you
improve your community.
Yeah, you and nature will be more one than anything. Because, like, again, you're outside, you're seeing the elements. There's like a beautiful connection with, like, say for an artist to touch a wooden brush and see the strokes of the paint going along the canvas. Like, that's like a passionate sex to them. Like, and people can experience that on different levels of just whatever art they're doing. Like, people who love sounds like Abigail. Mm-hmm. If she can sit and tune her guitar or play her piano all day, that's probably euphoria for her.
Oh, for sure.
And I think it will give humans the time and ability to unlock more of their brain. If you're sitting around and all the work is done, you should be like this should tap in a little bit more, and I think we can unlock a little bit more.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think you'll be more in a theta state of mind versus like a theta. You know what that is? I would hope no. So for young kids, they constantly are in a state of theta, where they're dreaming and imagining, and nothing is impossible to them.
Can I just say, imagine mindset? I know, gotta break out the big fucking word or the small word that sounds big. No, just fucking jiggle all the way up.
Somebody got it. I'm definitely picking you a popcorn.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
But yeah, I think that would be prevalent. You know, if
no, I agree.
The hypothetical did happen, but
and then another one hypothetical was, if you could choose three influential people to have a roundtable discussion with, who would they be and what would be the discussion or the topic of discussion?
Well, I would want, I just personally, and I'm just going to go first, Malcolm X. I've always wanted to have a conversation with him. So I would have him at my table. I would say Alexander the Great, one of the greatest leaders ever. I would have him at the table just to pick his mind. And then this might be a controversial pick, but Julius Caesar, who built one of the greatest empires ever, you know, just how does his mind work? So just to get, even though, you know, his execution style led to the Messiah's death, if you believe in all that and stuff like that, but to pick his brain, Malcolm X, and then Alexander the Great, I think that'd be a pretty intense table.
What would you guys talk about?
I don't know. I would let them motherfuckers talk.
He's like, you know,
I'm the inferior mind in the room. I would just ask them, just like, you know, one, you know, I would first start off with like, you know, empires and how they're built and how could it really help the world going forward. Like, I would introduce like all the new world technology. Okay. Like, how would they use this to build a
kind of like a consulting, like
a sustainable world and stuff like that? Because again, they have true vision.
Right.
And Malcolm X was for his people. Clearly, Caesar was for his people. Hmm. And then Alexander the Great was, again, one of the greatest leaders ever, thus his name. So a lot of people are named Alex after him. Think about that. So with that being said, talk, niggas. I'm going to listen.
They make you like the little recording symbol.
I'm like Lysol from the Dave Chappelle episode. I'm just in the corner recording. At first,
Jacob, who are you thinking?
I'm thinking right now. You gotta come back to me.
I don't know how you just came up with that. Those three people, like
there's so many people you can pick from. Again, I'll probably go back and try to pick one of the greatest world leaders in time. Have a conversation with them. I think Mansa Musa.
Ooh, damn!
Have a conversation with him to see like how he became who he was. I don't know if I would pick Martin Luther King. Probably Nipsey Hussle.
There you go.
To see what his legacy wanted to be after the fact. And then I would probably pick a woman for my third one. I would probably pick not Rosa Parks. I don't know. I'm stuck on the third one though. Just to get an idea of like, what are we really doing here? What's our overall goal? What do we want to build as a people? That's who I'd probably pick. Maybe like Moses, if I had to go way, way, way back, like biblically. So
Abraham.
Yeah. Just to see like if the stories are like really true as they say they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of get some fact checks.
Yeah, you know, just
and three honorable mentions: Leonardo da Vinci, Bruce Lee, and Confucius.
Bruce Lee would be awesome too.
Those are my three honorable mentions. Like,
if one couldn't make it, one's out of town.
Yeah, y'all three, y'all can be invited. Like the way they thought.
Mm-hmm. Don't think too hard, Jacob. I don't want you to have a
Amelia Earhart, Edgar Allan Poe, and Ludwig von Beethoven.
There you go. He ain't gonna hear y'all.
Because all three of those individuals have that weird, oh shit, their mind really, or Amelia Earhart, for her fact, like, she disappeared. She literally went to go fly and disappeared.
Yeah, she did.
So
right past the ice wall?
So just like hearing all the rumor things that Ludwig von Beethoven did and how he was so great, that just like right there, it's like those are three people that I would be like.
He would be yelling most of the time.
How? Like, how did you disappear? How did you do this music with being how your mind was and how you lost your hearing and shit? And for Edgar Allan Poe, like for his writing and stuff like that, it's like. You wrote some weird ass shit.
I think that was based on his reality. And motherfuckers was letting him get away.
And I think like that could be schizophrenia, like one of the first cases. And he just maybe that's how he wrote it.
He married his cousin.
No, damn.
Well, that's also back then too, when that shit was semi-normal.
He beat somebody else to the punch, but okay. Yeah.
It was never normal at any time. It was shamed in every culture.
I mean,
yeah. Just to keep it going,
keep the bloodline strong.
Yeah, I guess it was normal.
Like, but then after families. So long of doing that, though, you create this like generation of like they're not blue people, but they're like after so long of doing the same stuff over and over, like your DNA kind of like compromises itself, and you turn into like this Hills Have Eyes type of.
There could be malfunctions in the.
What about you, Johnny? Johnny boy,
I'm not going to answer the question.
Whoa, okay,
I'll give you one. Nikola Tesla.
I was gonna say Nikola. Like you mentioned, like the minds of like creating things and
one more person, JFK, because he was taken too young, and I think he could have been a great president.
See, you know, I was thinking kind of like Abraham Lincoln a little bit too.
There you go. So Tesla, Lincoln, you got one more.
I don't know.
You're 66% of the way there.
I think MLK too. I like MLK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just kinda to see what was on his mind. I think honorable mention for me would be Dr. Sebi.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I want to see, like, of course, they said he cured cancer, but, like, what led you to curing cancer? How did you become this spiritual healer of people to, like, get this information of, like, this is what we're supposed to be eating? Or you had a guideline of, like, this is what you should eat versus this is what they're telling you to eat? And that kind of alludes back to our last question of, like, if social media didn't exist, I think I would probably go more into, like, learning about vegetables, fruits, how to grow your own plants and like that type of ordeal.
Get a greenhouse. Start with a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Become a botanist.
Yeah, basically. I mean, isn't like a botanist like a scientist though?
They're plant
scientists. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay.
So I got the super green done.
So mental health check time?
That was the last hypothetical?
Yeah, that's the last. We did three of them. Because the other two were kind of
Yeah.
And we got a guest comes in.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, mental health. Jacob, how you doing?
Wow, always pointing at me. I'm a solid 7.
Just gonna leave it at 7?
Just leave it at 7. Because, yeah.
That was, I hope your week gets better.
How you doing, Cliff?
You know what? I'm right there with you.
Thanks,
I'm I'm at a 7. Pat my knee too.
I owe you like 3 more pets.
And I owe you $1 actually.
Oh, you do? Hey.
Yeah. Up. And but yeah, it's just been average. Working my ass off. Again, like I told you guys.
Work.
But I know where I'm working my way towards.
No.
I told Ash when he came through my job what I plan on doing.
Mm-hmm.
I finally have a 2-3 year plan, so I know what I'm doing in the next 5 years. I got the first 2 or 3 down packed. It's saving and getting ready to go. And I'll talk to you guys later about that off the podcast. You guys will find out later down the line, but I got my 5-year plan going.
Good. That's good.
Here you go. Johnny boy.
Damn.
You know, I was just thinking about 5-year plans myself. Like, I don't know what my 5-year plan is right now. I don't know if I want one, but I don't know the intangibles of it. Like, where I want to go, where I want to be. Because, like, vacations are nice. I like vacations. I like vacations, like, elsewhere. And
I've been looking at RVs.
RVs? Oh, that's always vacation.
Mm-hmm. RVs are nice, man.
I see one.
They're like houses, though, on wheels. Like, things can go wrong. Like, it's a car at the same time. It's also a vehicle. So, like, engines could fail and brakes and refrigerators and air conditioning. You know, there's things that could also...
Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
But as far as mental health goes, this week, like I mentioned earlier, it's weird. It's been a weird week. But it's been a good week. I'm a little bit better. I'm going to say, like, maybe like a Let's go 8. I'm gonna go with 8. I was gonna go 7.5, but I'll go with 8. I'm doing okay. Want to clear some stuff up in my head. I think I have a lot going on, and I just want to like just relax. And I think I just need some time.
So I have a question. Have you ever seen the first Iron Man movie?
Yeah.
Yes. So, no, I'm sorry. This is the third one where he takes something together. I'm sorry. He takes something together and just throws everything out there, and just like everything just is, opens up and he can see everything. Mm. Like, is that how you feel like your mind has to be? Like, you just gotta get everything out there so you can just start organizing it. Like, okay, we gotta just get everything organized.
Yeah, I feel like a whiteboard.
Yeah,
big ass whiteboard.
Maybe, okay. Maybe start closing some of those mental tabs that you have.
Open. Yeah, literally. That's what it is.
Yeah, literally. See?
Fuck that shit.
Mental tabs, and then because the mental tabs also like turn into like physical tabs too. Like there's things that like, oh, I gotta clean this up in my house, or I want to sell this thing, or I want to do this thing. Like there's me going somewhere, or me doing something. It's like, well, it's mental, but it's also I gotta do it.
Yeah, you know?
It's a lot.
Pat my guy's knee for me. He needs a knee pad too.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
What's up, Ash? How you feeling?
I think I'm like a. Give me a second. I think I'm like a. 8.5 maybe.
I'm about to rub your belly.
I'm like an 8.5, honestly. Yeah, this to go to your analogy with the pool tab. I mean, the mental tabs. Like, I feel as though I'm learning to be more present. Maybe it's because I golf more too. That's kind of helping me like figure out my life. But like, there really is something inside of this sport that I picked up that like is fulfilling to me.
You're welcome.
I'm not thanking you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But that's where I am.
Yeah. Nice. So.
Well, everybody, it's been another episode of It's On Us. Mm-hmm. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your other podcasts at.
Where are you from?
And then that's it. Adios, Cowboys.
Right out. Broncos country. Let's ride.
See you guys.